Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Robert Mueller, sometimes called Optimist in Residence here at the United Nations in New York. His official function is as coordinator of the UN's 30 specialized agencies. He's the Secretary of the Economic and Social Council at the UN. Born in Belgium and imprisoned by the Nazis in World War II, Mr. Mueller has devoted his life to working for peace. His work represents the quest for spiritual understanding in the theater of world conflict. One of the points you make in your wonderful book, Most of All, They Taught Me Happiness, is that by and large you've given up reading newspapers because for you they seem to spread only ill feeling, or mostly. Are newspapers that bad?
I believe so, as far as I'm concerned. I've been reading them now for almost 59 years, since I'm that old. And I seldom see a newspaper that carries good news. Now, I've discussed this with journalists, since we have a whole press corps at United Nations, and their claim is that the people want to have bad news, that good news do not sell. Now, of course, newspapers are dealing with the immediate problem, what's happened today. But if we pay too much attention to the daily problem, then we lose sight of evolutionary problems, which are perhaps more important than the daily problem. So what I do is that I have a quick glimpse at the index in the morning in order not to be totally ignorant. But I'm not going to let myself wire in by the type of pessimism that can derive from this. If you really read a newspaper seriously in the morning, you're a nervous wreck for the rest of the day. The world looks like a place of disaster, which is not the case. Let's not forget that you have billions of people who wake up in the morning, go to their job, come home in the evening, and are quite happy and peaceful people. And about those, nobody ever writes. I would hope that the newspapers would go back to where they were in the last century, when you didn't have TV, nothing else. And in the newspapers then, you had also the good news, the nice little stories, the things which were read in the evening around the lamp. If I were the head of a newspaper, I would really instruct my journalists, say, look, I want to have one-third of good news. Give me good stories. The journalists don't like them because a good story is much more difficult to write than a bad one. You see, if you have a catastrophe somewhere, the news isn't the catastrophe itself. But to write a beautiful story about something nice that happened somewhere requires a lot of work and a lot of art. And the journalists usually do not like to take this type of pain to write a beautiful, moving story. And very often we are, as world officials, we are frustrated when we see the marvelous extent of cooperation of experts and people from all races getting together, working hard to find solutions for this planet, that this is not known to the public. It's not known to the children in the school. You know, I'm giving about 160 to 180 speeches a year. Anyone who comes to the UN with a group of school children, I go down, speak to them, you see. And they leave happy that I can show them what humanity is doing. And I don't have to lie. All I have to do is to take the daily journal of the UN and say, okay, let's go now through the various meetings which are taking place in this house, you know. And then you're surprised that you have astronauts meeting with other astronauts, that you have people dealing with the preservation of the species, a conference on giving women more rights, that you have a meeting where the handicapped people are getting together in order not to be forgotten in the world either, that you have other meetings of UNICEF dealing with the rights of the children. It's a beautiful organization, and I would like the journalists to once in a while tell the people a beautiful story. You know, they come out with the beautiful stories around Christmas, but we need beautiful stories to give hope to humanity practically all year round, without, of course, omitting the catastrophes and the things that go wrong, you know. I believe firmly that life You have to believe in life as an individual, as a family, as a city, as a nation, and as a human family. And I think this is it, that there are too few people. I think life, after all, is not so bad. To be alive is a very great thing, especially in a country like the United States. And we ought to be grateful for it. We ought to wake up in the morning and thank God for being alive.